Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Just one look, and I felt so hard.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show on George Washington's birthday celebration. But it's often the calendar people and the sale people call it President's Day, National President's Day. But Ken Davis and I are on this move to get it moved back to being called George Washington's birthday again, which it actually officially, historically is. Right, Ken?
It is officially, if you look at the National Archives and Records Administration, still Washington.
Still is. Ken Davis, ladies and gentlemen. Kenneth C. Davis is the name on the books. In the Shadow of Liberty, which is his newest book. Also, Don't Know Much About History, the whole series of books, The Hidden
History.
And
Don't Know Much About the American Presidents, which goes through all of them.
I'm holding it in my hand, even as we speak. The history of Hidden History of America at War. And I always like telling people about your children's books, folks. Look up Ken's children's books, the history books for children. I own some. I've given them to my children, my grandchildren. Please look those up. You'll like them. You'll be glad you did. Ken, I wanted, folks, Ken's our resident historian, one of the two historians in the Brain Trust. He joins us on holidays especially and shares some of his wisdom and knowledge with us. I want to talk about the institution of the presidency.
Right.
Would you agree with me that over the last, say, 30 years, America has lost a lot of institutions, though a lot of the things that we held dear, that we sort of were sacred, are not so much sacred anymore, that we've defined it, as Daniel Pointer Moynihan said, we've defined deviancy down a little bit and lost some of our institutions. Would you agree or disagree with me on that?
I agree with you in the sense that, in fact, I wrote about this when I revised Don't Know Much About History once a few years ago, that we'd had a sense of broken trust in this country, but not only about government, but a lot of institutions, whether it's church
and behavior. What's acceptable behavior? What's acceptable language? Those are institutions.
As far as I'm concerned, a sense of civility. Absolutely,
yes,
many of those things have changed. They've disintegrated, and
things,
you know,
we're seeing it right now in the way the government operates. I mean, the way the Senate operates, the way the House operates. And let me say this. In this particular discussion, Ken, I think there's enough blame to go around without saying Democrat, Republican, left, right, middle, or whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
I think we're all guilty of this. And so, consequently, on this day, I'm concerned about the institution of the presidency. And not because of who's in office, but because of how it's being treated by a lot of different people. What do you think? Do you agree with me about that?
I agree completely in that. I think it goes beyond the presidency. I think that a lot of the institutions of government itself, the three branches, have been so changed by partisanship, and certainly for more than 30 years. I mean, we're really talking about something that was ultimately first transformed with Watergate, because that's when the institution of the presidency came under attack in a way that it never had been before. Certainly Franklin D. Roosevelt, elected four times, slapped down by Congress sometimes, and then of course after his death, the constitutional amendment limiting the terms of the presidency came into existence.
I'm sure a number of people blinked their eyes over him being in there that long. But the thing that I'm concerned about in terms of if we lose the institution of the presidency, there are 535 members of Congress. There's only one president. If we lose that institution, regardless of who causes it or who gets together to cause it or whatever, can we recover from that, Ken?
Well, absolutely, because I just mentioned Watergate. The presidency had never been
high.
But Ken, that was more attributed to
a man, not to the presidency itself.
Yeah, but the office was really the office came so low, and of course,
But we didn't have Nixon, we didn't have agencies that said we're not going to work with the president. We didn't have cities that said we're going to defy the federal government. We didn't have those kinds of things happening like we have now.
Well, sure, we did. Actually, if you think about it, we had whole states defy the federal government in the 1950s, and that's why Eisenhower had to send the troops into places like Little Rock. So there's always been defiance by states and even municipalities. George Wallace said segregation now, segregation forever.
Well, how do we fix it then, Ken? How do we build is I do believe this. I don't know that Mr. Trump has, I don't think he's caused this. I think he hasn't, he has contributed some to what's happened, but I do believe this. I think there's one man in America who can turn this around, and I think it is the president, Mr. Trump.
Well,
if he wanted to.
You know, it's the good thing about a historian is that we get to look at the past and less about the future, and I'm one thing that we cannot do with this president in particular and haven't been able to do for 2 years is predict anything about him.
Are you as concerned about this, though, as I am?
I am probably more so about the basic fundamental relationships in government. I do believe that, you know, Congress was established as and the Constitution established three separate and equal branches, co-equals. And of course, over history, the president has come up, Congress has gone down, Congress has gone up, the president has gone down. When you think of after the Civil War, for
we're
instance...
We're still experimenting, aren't we, Ken?
It is an experiment, and it's a pendulum swing
I need your website again, Ken, please.
Don'tknowmuch.com, and we could talk for an hour about this.
I know.
I'd love to do that.
We'll get you back again real soon and do some more of this. Ken Davis, ladies and gentlemen. Ken, thanks for being here. Good job
today. Thanks for having me.
Kennedy Davis is the name of the books.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.